Hey, it's Scott Hanselman, and I'm here with Guang Yang talking about PowerShell 101, Azure, managing it all from the command line.
Yes.
We can do
exactly.
That.
Yeah, definitely. Why not?
So what do I have to do to get set up?
Oh, first of all, you can go to the Azure homepage, and you can click this download site. You can see we have SDK downloads, and we have commands downloads as well. Mm-hmm. Inside the commands downloads in Azure PowerShell, you can just click install, and this will actually bring up a web platform feed for you to install everything you need for this PowerShell. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes when you install this web PI feed, you will also install something like the storage emulator, compute emulator, and authoring tools. This is because some of our commands for cloud services, they need them to actually do emulator and do a packaging for cloud services. If you don't want them,
it's okay if I don't want them.
Yeah. If you don't want them, you then you cannot use the cloud service command. But if you are like a VM guy or you only want to do storage or website, you can go to our GitHub repo and voila, we are actually open source project in GitHub. Mm-hmm. You can go to the release page. And you can see we have all the releases here. We have the web platform installer link. We also have a Windows standalone MSI link, and you get a very nice release note for every release we have.
Very cool.
You can also install it. By the standalone MSI.
Nice. That's a good day. It's good to have choice. Not everybody wants to run the big MSI.
Yes. And after you install this, so we actually gave you two ways. You can either do Windows PowerShell.
Okay.
Or you can do Windows Azure PowerShell. So the Windows Azure PowerShell is just the shortcut we provide you. And also gives you some nice hints the first time you started. You can see how you can manage it over. But a lot of the PowerShell guys, they actually prefer to use the plain old Windows PowerShell. This is because they have some of their modules and their profiles set up already, so they have all their working environment here.
Right.
Now here, no problem, so you can also just open up Windows PowerShell, and mm-hmm. we're smart enough to find out the Azure commands in it. So you don't need to do anything, and the Azure PowerShell commands is there for you.
How did they get in here? Did you put them in my profile?
Well, so what it does is a PowerShell has something called a PS module path, which is an environment variable. So PowerShell can actually load all the modules from this path. So we just made our Azure module into this PS module path environment variable, so then it is discoverable.
I see. It's a system level, system wide module.
It's a user wide.
User wide,
yes.
Pardon me. Okay, cool. So then they're available to me in both the Azure PowerShell prompt and my regular one.
Yes.
All right, so then I know that when I log into Azure, I have to put in my name and my password. I probably don't want to do that here, do I?
Well, so we actually gave you two ways for you to set up your Azure PowerShell and authenticate against your Azure account. So first of all, we support what we call the management certificate authentication. So in this way, essentially you are setting up a certificate in Azure itself, and you're using the certificate to authenticate all the API calls we're actually going to make from PowerShell.
I see, and I could revoke that certificate.
Yes, so you can go to the Azure portal to revoke it. So now you can actually generate a cert and upload it to Azure itself, but if you are like lazy like me, you don't want to do that, right? So we gave you a command to do get Azure publish settings file.
Nice.
And this command will open up a browser, log in, like if I use my Live ID, and you can see my .cn Live ID account.
I didn't know that was a thing.
So since because I already logged in once, so it didn't ask me for password. But here, this is how I get the here's how I get the subscription publish settings file. Mm-hmm. After I get this, I can do import Azure publish settings file, and I can see I think it's in download somewhere, and this is this guy. It's actually this guy, right? So this is how I import this publish settings file into my Azure PowerShell. So this file will include all the subscriptions I have under my account, their subscription ID. Mm-hmm. It will also automatically generate a cert, put it in Azure, download it as a base64 encoding string inside a file. So when we import it, we get it. Mm-hmm. We put it into your certificate store, and we store a mapping between the subscription and the cert using the thumbprint.
That's nice.
Is how we do the cert-based authentication.
That's nice and secure. Yes. So I can revoke it on the Azure side or delete it in the local machine
side. So we have a command to delete your subscription as well, and that would just delete everything for you.
Now I've got multiple subscriptions. I've got MSDN, I've got one for work, I've also got a pay-as-you-go. Do I need to switch between those?
Yes, you do. But before we go there, so there is another way that I really want to show you how to set up your Azure PowerShell.
Cool.
So recently we added the ability to use Active Directory authentication. Mm. So the way you do it is you do add Azure account, And this will actually pop up the browser, pop an embedded browser here.
Wow.
So I can install, so I can log in with my live ID.
Is that allowed? You did that with PowerShell?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. So I can log in with my live ID, I can log in with my org ID. And if your account has multi-factor auth enabled, mm-hmm. it will actually do the multi-factor auth in this embedded browser as well. So you have everything covered.
Nice.
And in this case, I log in with my live ID again. So this is using the Active Directory authentication for me.
So that could have been my company's login
at
that point.
Yeah, it can be your org ID. So I can use my alias at Microsoft.com. You can use your alias at Microsoft.com. Now we have both of them set up.
Oh, so they're both there. So this one didn't overwrite that one. They're there together.
Well, so interesting you ask. So it actually overwrites it. So we have the logic to say if you have both of them set up, PowerShell has to pick one of them.
Right.
So our logic is, we will always pick Active Directory authentication if you have both of them, because we definitely want to encourage people to use this new authentication mechanism. Mm. Now, this leads to a question. What if I don't want to use it? What if I want to fall back to the management certificate authentication, right?
Right.
So you do this by do remove Azure account, and you do dash name, and in this case, is my email address here. So this will actually remove all the Active Directory information from Azure PowerShell, so then it will fall back to the management cert authentication. Mm-hmm. So this provides you a way to switch between each other.
It's kind of a scoping.
Yeah, it's kind of scoping, or it's kind of like a mode. So it's like you are either in the Active Directory authentication mode, mm-hmm. or you are in the management certificate authentication mode. So
you can
choose which one to use.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so now we set up our authentication mechanism. It's time to answer a question like whether I can have multiple subscriptions. Mm-hmm. You can definitely have multiple subscriptions. In fact, you can also have multiple accounts. Now, you notice that we are using a command called add Azure account. We're
right.
not saying like set account
that
or log in, whatever, right? So the reason is because we allow you to log in multiple times. We allow you to use multiple accounts. So the way I can do this to say, hey, I want to have, before I used my live ID to
right.
log in. What if I want to use my Microsoft org ID? What should I do? So I can do add Azure account again. So this will open up, right? And I can say, hey, this is getting weird.
Maybe a little lower there, right there?
Yeah. Okay,
that's
so
goofy.
Yeah, I can say, let me log in with my Microsoft org ID. So I do continue.
And then this is going to take from the live ID, and I've seen this before. There's our, we're already inside Microsoft.
Yeah, we're already inside Microsoft, and this is IE, and so it's using the Microsoft internal authentication. So I got logged in automatically.
Nice.
Now I logged in again. Now this time I'm going to do get Azure subscription. Right, so you see how many subscriptions I have.
Well, pretty popular and you do a lot.
Well, so I have a lot of the test subscription as well. So they're actually not on the production Azure environment. They're in the testing Azure environment. So interesting to see we have no CLI tests in production.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually under my org ID account.
Right.
So this guy, I think, where is my, guy.
And there's your live one there.
This is my MSDN subscription. So this is under my this is under my live ID account.
Because that's your personal MSDN.
Yes, that's my personal MSDN. So this is how you can add multiple accounts, multiple subscription. You can set them up in Azure PowerShell. Now the question is, how do I want to switch between them? Because I want to work on multiple of them, right?
Right.
So we have two different concepts around this. We have a concept of default subscription. We also have a concept of current subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try the default one. So I can do get Azure subscription. I can do dash default.
Mm-hmm.
And this will only return me one subscription. And notice here, it says is default true.
Mm.
So default means I can have this default subscription across PowerShell sessions. So if I close this PowerShell, open another one,
mm-hmm.
this will always be the default. Now another concept is current subscription. That means, what is a subscription I want to use only in my current PowerShell session? So I can change that, and if I close PowerShell, reopen it, it won't be there. So it's only a PowerShell session level.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way you do it is you do get Azure subscription, and you do dash current as the parameter. Now it returns the same thing because I haven't chosen a different subscription yet.
Right.
So the way you choose a different subscription, let's say I want to go to this guy over here, for example.
Like you might want to choose one in a script and switch temporarily within that
yes,
script.
Yes, exactly. You can definitely do that. So the way you do it is you say select Azure subscription and you do subscription name. You paste the subscription name here. Mm-hmm. And you can say dash current. So this will change the current subscription. Now here, I've done it.
What if you didn't say dash current? What is
so
it
it's the same thing. So by default, we will only choose the current subscription as in the current session. So because it's safer. And we don't just want to change the global one, the default mm-hmm. one for you automatically. So now if I do a get current, so you can see it's already going to my new subscription.
Okay.
I can also do, dash default. Now this would just change my global one. I don't want to do that. And actually I think I want to change it back to this guy because mm-hmm. this is the production subscription I have and we're gonna do some demo on this subscription, so I could change it back to current.
So now you've got that context set in closing. What's an activity that you could do on Azure with this particular subscription?
Yes.
So let's do a little. Can you show me like maybe your storage accounts or list those out?
Sure. So before that let me go to the portal to just show you that we're actually doing this. We're not faking any results, right? So I have four storage accounts over here already.
One community, two portal, and one for yourself.
One community, two portal, two, yes.
Okay.
So now let's do this. Get Azure storage account, right? And the nice thing about this command is that you can pretty much guess what this command looked like. And now this is a response. You can see I have the first one, this is community. Second one, this is my own. And then the portal one, so this is the portal one, this is another portal one. So I can get all the storage, I can get all the storage come back. The nice thing about this is that you can also use PowerShell help system to discover what we support. So if you do help Azure, this will actually list all the commands we support, and you can see there's a lot of them.
Wow.
But hey, what if I just want to know the storage ones, right? So we design our commands in a way, in this convention to say, we do Azure and then the service name. We always do this. So if you do help Azure storage, this will return all the storage accounts. And if you only want to work on storage, this is what you care about. And you can go to each one of them. You can say help Azure storage, get Azure storage account, this is account. So this is what we ran just now. And you can even give it a dash foo. So this will return everything, including the examples
we
put over
there. It's like man pages. It's the complete instructions.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. And then in the next video, we'll dig into storage fundamentals with PowerShell.
Sure.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure PowerShell 101 here on Azure Friday.